Less than 100 years ago, there were millions of horses roaming public lands in the West. Today, there are less than 20,000 in the wild. And some of them end up at Lifesavers Wild Horse Rescue.
That beautiful red horse is Eclipse. He's gelded now, of course. But this is his little harem of women. And he's got great taste. Look at that beautiful black mare.
The ranch's day-to-day work is to prepare as many of these horses as they can for adoption. But now, there's a much bigger challenge.
My big concern is water.
More after this from Charlie. California's long drought may be about to claim another victim, a rescue ranch called Lifesavers Wild Horse Rescue. CBS's Chris Martinez visited workers at the ranch in California's high desert.
Most of these used to be wild?
Most of these were wild horses, yes. We rescue abused horses, slaughter-bound horses, neglected horses.
Joe Hernandez manages the nearly 1,000-acre sanctuary in Caliente, California. He says the drought has dried up its biggest well, leaving them without enough water to care for the horses they have.
We've got about 300 gallons to 400 gallons a day, and that's about it.
And you need how much?
I need at least 1,500 gallons a day.
And that means no new rescues. When water is as short as it is in California, something has to go. But on the ranch's website, they point out that they've used their horses to provide therapy for veterans with PTSD and that there's a piece of American history at stake.
This country was built on the backs of the ancestors of these very horses. They are something for us to cherish and honor and protect.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.